31st, the servant of God, John of Piano di Carpine, confessor, first order. Born at Piano di Carpine, now called La Magione, a town which lies between Lake Trasimene and Perugia, John became one of the early disciples of the Poverello. He was about the same age as St. Francis. In the year 1221, St. Francis instructed Caesar of Spire to choose some of the brethren as associates to accompany him on the mission to Germany. Among the first of these, Caesar chose John of Piano di Carpine, whose zeal for the missions and knowledge of various languages made him particularly qualified for this work. He was sent on ahead with a companion to Trent, Würzburg, Worms, Spire, and Cologne. His words, and especially his conduct, won all hearts and thus prepared a kind reception for his confreres. When the appointments for the provinces and the various offices were made, John was sent as custos to Saxony, where he laid the foundations of the Saxon province. Later, he was elected provincial of Germany, and as such provided for the expansion of the order in Austria, Bohemia, Alsace, Lorraine, and as far as Denmark and Norway. After the canonization of St. Francis in the year 1228, it was he who immediately and with great solemnity introduced devotion to the saint in Germany. Spain also testifies to his solicitude in imitating the holiness of his spiritual father. He was sent there in 1230 as provincial and successor of the servant of God, John Parenti. And although his predecessor had also been a very holy man, the annals of the order state that the people marveled at the extraordinary holiness of this second John. In 1233, he returned to Germany and served as provincial of Saxony until 1239. The fame of his outstanding virtues and abilities induced Pope Innocent IV to send him in 1245 as his envoy to the great Khan of the Mongols in order to check the wild hordes from invading the Eastern European nations. No efforts were too great for John when they were expended in the interests of God or of his neighbor, and so he cheerfully carried out the onerous mission imposed upon him by the Vicar of Christ. He was the first to travel from Europe across Asia to the Far East, and he brought back valuable information about the countries and peoples he visited. The Pope was so relieved at John's return in 1247 and at the success of his journey that he said to him, quote, "Blessed be you by God and by me, his vicar on earth, for in you the words of Holy Writ are fulfilled. As the cold of snow in the time of harvest, so is a faithful messenger to him who sent him, for he refreshes his soul." End quote. Proverbs 25:13. And he appointed him Archbishop of Antivari in Dalmatia. But the time was not far away when he was to receive the reward of a true servant of God. It was in the year 1252, about 5 years after his return from Tartary, that he died at the age of about 70 years. On the value of the soul. The human soul bears the stamp of nobility. God created the universe with one word, "Let it be made." He said, and it was made. But for the creation of man, the Holy Trinity holds, as it were, a consultation. "Let us make man to our own image and likeness," Genesis 1:26. "And according to his image and likeness, God created man." "Remember, O man," St. Bernard cries out, "your dignity. Your soul is the image of God. Therefore, the Holy Ghost warns us, keep your soul and give it honor according to its desert." Ecclesiasticus 10:31. "Do not let material baubles dim the image of God that is in you, nor let the evil spirit mar it. The soul has been bought at a great price. Jesus Christ came down from heaven, led a poor life here on earth for 33 years, endured untold pains, and finally shed his precious blood on the cross to redeem the souls of men. The Church reminds us of this when she teaches us to pray in the litany of the holy name of Jesus, quote, through thy labors and through thy fainting and weariness, through thy agony and passion, through thy cross and dereliction, deliver us, O Jesus, end quote. But if Jesus did so much to save the souls of men, what sacrifice can be too great in our effort to save our souls? The value of the soul surpasses that of all created things. Christ said, "What does it profit a man if he gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his own soul?" Matthew 16:26. The soul outweighs all the things of earth, all treasures, honors, riches. Prayer of the Church. O God, who didst marvelously create human beings and still more marvelously redeem them, grant us the grace that with the knowledge thou hast given us, we may resist sinful desires and deserve to attain eternal bliss. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you.